submit.
This is File 84. I am Jean McMillan. I am interviewing Annette Brigham, who is going to talk about the UUA and the fellowship. Today is October 23rd, 2014, and we're going to start with the genealogical information. What is your name?
Annette Eddie Brigham.
And what is your birth date?
March 20th, 1919.
And where were you born?
Hartford, Connecticut.
What were your parents' names?
Lawrence Eddy and Dome Pierce Eddy.
How do you spell Pierce?
P-E-I-R-C-E.
Where did the name Dome come from? I've only heard it once before.
My mother's mother's family had domes in the background.
So it is a family name.
Yes.
The only one I've ever heard was Dome Finley. So, curious. Did you have sisters or brothers?
I had one sister, Emily Jane Eddy.
You had a very interesting educational background. Can you tell me some about it, please? Starting with your college.
I graduated from Wellesley College in 1941. Then I worked towards my PhD in medical social work at the Simmons School of Social Work, and I was there for 2 years.
Where was the Simmons School of Social Work?
Boston.
What happened after the 2 years? Why didn't you finish your PhD with your thesis?
This was a time when young men were going overseas. My then husband, as a young doctor, was sent to the Pacific and was there for 2 years, and it seemed wise for me to go to Worcester, where my family lived, to live it out, which I did.
So you never actually wrote your thesis?
No.
Darn. How did you come back here to this area? Your father moved around a lot with different engineering jobs?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about your dad's jobs.
He was a mechanical engineer, and one of his assignments was as a works manager at the Kennecott Mill, copper mill, in Alaska, where he took my mother after he became established there. And they lived there until a few months before I was due. We came back to my parents' home in Canaan, and that's why I was born in Hartford.
The medical facilities in Canaan were not as good as the medical facilities in Hartford. And your dad wanted to make sure he had a good, healthy girl. Absolutely. Have you always lived in this area, or did you go back to the eastern part of Massachusetts?
No. My father was employed by various steel companies. One time the American Rolling Mill Company and others, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. And he had different assignments to either build plants or parts to plants. He had not been in the service because he had an injury to his eye as a boy, and he was not accepted, much to his disappointment.
Okay. I'm going to ask you now about the UUA. What do the initials stand for?
Unitarian Universalist
Association,
I guess.
Were you the Unitarian, or was it your husband George that was the Unitarian?
My husband George was the Unitarian and had been for many, many generations back in Concord, Massachusetts, and had belonged to the first parish, which was the original church. And it suited me very well, so I became interested in the fellowship in Salisbury immediately.
As a good wife should. What are some of the general tenets or beliefs of the Unitarians?
I think it's freedom to think as one wishes.
Perfect. Well, it's a very welcoming society to everyone. And in reviewing with you, as we will do, the various people that have been in the fellowship, they're all over the place as far as ideas and thoughts and so forth. And as you know, my husband Foster was a fourth generation Unitarian, and he was a bit of a free spirit. Now, I'd like to ask you, who was the prime mover and shaker in this area when you came to do the UUA fellowship?
Lucille Murray, who was a very remarkable woman, who came to her parents' home on Farnham Road. And in her enthusiasm, I don't know how it started, I didn't come until 73 or 74, but she was the remarkable originator, and pusher and director of this whole thing.
And she used to attend a conference of some sort.
Oh, the General Assembly of the Unitarian Universalist Society. Which was a collection of all the churches in the country. And usually a delegate from each church was sent to the week-long assembly, or anyone who wanted to could. Since we were not a church, she attended every year quite religiously as a volunteer.
Where was this held? Was
various places in the country.
So it moved around. And,
yes.
Okay. I think her father was a minister, I think.
Yes.
And she always used the phrase, come outer. And anyone that came from a different church and joined the UUA fellowship was a come outer. And I love that expression. I just loved it. Now, we have a fellowship rather than a church building. Can you tell me some of the people that you remember that were in this fellowship?
Yes. I remember a few. I remember Bob and Mary Lou Estabrook, who were very much interested in it. I believe that Kiel and Joe Loy were in it early. It's very young people. And the McMillans were in it. And Lou Burgess came slightly after I had first come with the four daughters. And her husband didn't come, but I'm sure he backed her up and the daughters in their interest. He was a prominent lawyer in town. And, and then I had met Vesta Mills of Canaan, who was the wife of a congregational minister there. And she was very different and original, and she came to visit and liked it so much that she came whenever she could. But, of course, being a minister, she couldn't come every time.
That's true.
But I had met her as a member of her sketch group years ago.
Oh, she was a wonderful artist.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
she could do anything in the world.
She made the most wonderful hot rolls.
Oh, she could do anything.
Yeah.
Paint a house.
Yeah.
Then, a bit later, Peter Traub and Doris were there.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember any of the other early ones.
How about the Howards, Fred and Goretta Howard?
Oh.
They were out to Conakway.
Oh, yes. They came.
Okay. How about Art Eddy? Was he?
Art Eddy was around as long as I can remember, but I don't know when he joined.
Mm. Well, he came to Hotchkiss in late 60s, perhaps, or before, and so he was probably one of the early ones in the fellowship.
Could have been.
How about Ruth and Warren Buck? They came later, didn't they?
Ruth and Warren came a bit later, and she was another driving personality who was very active in it.
Oh, yes, she was very interested in it, and did a lot of, I'm going to say, outreach to get other people involved with
yes.
it. The only other ones that I can remember are the young couple that we always called the Young Brighams, and I don't remember their names.
Oh, let's see. I don't remember their names either, but they lived out in Corners.
They lived out in Boston Corners.
Boston Corners.
In fact, when we go to Mary Ann Calagaris' house, we go past where
yes.
the Young Brighams,
yes.
and we used to chuckle, our foster and I used to chuckle about the Young Brighams and the elder Brighams. Well, we didn't say elderly, we said the older Brighams.
They were apparently not related to us directly, but she came often if she could and was quite active.
Mm-hmm.
And then she found that she had too many other things to do there. But we had several meetings at her house.
Oh, yes.
And picnics.
Oh, yes. Well, at that time we would do house to house.
Yes.
How often did you meet as a group?
We met once a month.
And I know that we started doing houses, and then it changed to where?
Well, for some reason, after many years of each presenter having the meeting at his or her house and providing also the refreshments afterward and directing the talk back or discussion,
mm-hmm.
Then it's for some reason, I don't remember, we were had to go to the community room at Noble Horizons, where we had some of the presentations, and then one time we couldn't have the place, so they switched us to the Cobble Living Room, which we liked so much better that we we managed to be there ever since.
Oh, that's a clever group. Are you still in UUA?
Oh, yes.
How many members are there today?
Oh, I think 15 or so.
Okay. I'm going to use the word service, but what did the presenters do?
Oh, yes. Well, I remember presenting at least two cut times, maybe three, and what most of us did were not ministers and felt that they needed some help. There was a way of finding out sermons, past sermons, by ministers. And in the beginning, I remember I would choose one that I thought was appropriate. We did not have a theme particularly. Each person chose their own. And then we'd study it and work it out so that we could present it and thoroughly know it, and then direct the discussion afterwards and draw people out. And usually they're quite lively discussions.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, they were.
And then we had regular church-like services.
Mm-hmm.
We had sang hymns.
Only if Joe Loy played the piano.
Yes.
It was rather difficult to sing without Joe Loy at the piano.
Yes, I don't think anybody else played. I don't remember whether Lucille Murray played the piano or not. She had one.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we sang a cappella.
Yes.
Which some members did not like to do. But we struggled through it, and then there were the inspirational readings inserted, all chosen by the presenter.
Mm-hmm.
And what else?
That's a good summation.
Yes.
Could you tell me the names of some of the newer members that are in the fellowship now? Annetta, name a few people that are new to the group that I wouldn't know.
Eliza Close and Harding
Bancroft
and Edward Nickerson.
Oh, I know him. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And you said there's about 15 in the group now?
Yes.
And, of course, some of the others that we've already mentioned.
Yes.
Is there anything that you'd like to add to the UUA portion of this tape before we close?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Yes.